Hi there, this is Manish and our today's topic is First Learn Then Implement. Everyone knows learning is the most important requirement. Learning is great, but when it comes at the expense of taking action or creating content yourself, it becomes irrelevant knowledge and a waste of time, money and energy. I love also reading and I love learning, but knowledge by itself is not power, it's wasted potential. Knowledge with action is the real power. As a student, we are constantly learning. Whether we are learning informally through reading an article or research, or in an educational setting like a seminar or online classroom, so many experiences can provide new and important information that enhance our skills and overall knowledge. However, there's a big difference between absorbing information and putting what we have learned into practice. Without doing the final, the training you have received will go to waste. So it's important to have a strategy for implementing your learning. But there is a way to consume less and implement more. 80% of training charges lakhs are wasted annually. When continuity training programs are not put in place, nourishment coaching helps students by giving them the means to develop and support the formation of critical and self-sustaining habits. It takes time to implement what you have learned. Here are some ways which I am going to tell you how we can learn and implement some daily practices on daily basis. Alright, we need to identify our top strengths. In order to transfer what you have learned into actionable steps, it's important to follow such concepts, such as applying your strengths. We all have the strengths that assist us in completing our tasks with satisfaction and excellence. We need to figure out our why. Learning without application is a waste of time. When it comes to company ROE or result for a student in final exams, before learning, one should ask, what's the current issue I am trying to resolve through my learning? What's the why behind what I need to learn? Just like a New Year's resolution, learning doesn't translate into action. Without a high need. Alright, create some metrics for learning. A new skill is not learned until it is practiced and implemented successfully. So create your own improvement metric specific to this skill. This could be a new action repeated or an old behavior deleted. Then once that is achieved, set the next level of metrics to continue improving. Seek out experimental learning opportunities. It is the process, it creates a dynamic journey between knowledge and understanding. Its intended implementation. It also promotes innovation from the fresh eye perspective. Combine learning processes with live training workshops on goals. Balance the execution of daily progress while promoting individual opportunity to further grasp concepts on a deeper level. Most important, find a mentor. Learning something may be easy, but implementation is the hard part. Find a mentor or a partner that is going through the same training and implementation as you are. You will hold each other accountable to deliver. You don't want to let another person down. In addition, you have someone to turn to when you are discouraged. Alright, get out of the world and make some mistakes. As with education, coaching teaches tactics for how to get results. However, learning stops from actual experience. Suppose job seekers should get out into the market, try networking practices and do informational interviews. You will learn through the feedbacks and self-assessment in your strategy. Job targets and fit align well. If you make mistakes, you will learn and redo. We need to set some long and short-term goals. We possess an amazing ability to learn, but it's not until we implement the learning that it becomes a skill. To transform knowledge into skills, we must immediately apply new information to our world in a meaningful manner. To ensure you practice what you are taught, set long and short-term goals to ensure progress and dedicate a set time each day or week to practice, reflect and adjust. Thank you guys. That's all for today.